Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about what I've learned from fighting in a cage. Did you listen to my podcast last week? If you didn't, you really need to go back to that. This is a two-parter, the first two-parter I've ever done. The one I did last week was what it's actually like to fight in a cage. So that was more of an immersive experience describing exactly your thoughts and emotions as you're coming up throughout your training camp and coming up to your fight day. So this is completely different. This is following on from last week's one. This one is about what I've learned. So these are more lessons that you can actually use in everyday life, because sometimes life is similar to a fight and there's many correlations that you can actually learn from. I will be reading from notes again this time because there's no way I'll remember all the points that I'm going to try to make. I don't like really reading too much, but this is a totally different type of podcast. Normally I ad lib and I like to just do a live broadcast. I like to just do a hot take. That's the expression I was looking for. I like to do a hot take where I just run with it. I don't like to heavily edit this stuff, and I like it to be more natural. I don't like it to be too polished. I like the podcast to be realistic and to be more like a conversational piece. So that's why sometimes I leave in stutters, coughs, and any kind of annoying sounds, like all that kind of stuff. So just so as you know, it's realistic, and any of the podcasts that I listen to that I love, that's kind of what that's the way they do it as well. So hopefully I'll get to emulate some of the ones that I actually like as well, and that's what makes this totally different media from radio and from television. So right, let's get into it, because I know that you can learn from it as well. What I learned from fighting in a cage: I've probably had hundreds of competitive sport karate and amateur kickboxing bouts. As a professional fighter, MMA fighter that is, my record is 4-2. I think this ratio wins to losses means that while I mainly win, I do know what it's like to handle defeat, which is very important from a coaching point of view. I've had my first MMA fight at the age of 31, so I was always able to view my MMA journey through the eyes of an experienced adult. Why did I fight? It wasn't because of a violent streak. It wasn't because I wanted to prove my manhood. I didn't fight because I enjoyed hurting people. I did want to quieten the naysayers, but I mainly fought because I loved the competitiveness. It felt like extreme competition that forced me to understand my mind, body, and emotions better. Competing for me was only a byproduct of my years of martial arts training. You don't have to compete or fight to gain from my experience, and hopefully I'll save you the bruising. These lessons are not exclusively about fighting, and they can be related to life, business, and goals in general. Right, here we go. Number one, have a thirst for knowledge. In order to achieve your aim, you will need to seek out the best instruction and mentors you can find. I have spent a lot of money traveling in order to receive the very best training possible. You must fully immerse yourself in the subject matter in order to achieve the maximum you can. Constantly invest in yourself and your education. Number two, assume control. The only way to do this will be to take responsibility for every aspect of your life. This might sound harsh, but you are where you're at because of your actions and life choices. That shouldn't be a negative statement, especially if you use that mindset to spur yourself on to a more successful future. Give up on making excuses. Number three, be your own hero. Nobody is coming to save you. It can be a very lonely place when that cage door locks. Don't make the mistake of living your life in anticipation of someone swooping in to bring you success and happiness. That person doesn't exist and isn't coming. You must handle it. The same also goes for living an unfulfilled life but hoping to win the lottery. Number four, be more prepared. You actually haven't prepared enough. You may think you've learned your craft, but if crisis strikes, you may realize that you're underprepared. Fighters must know their strikes, techniques, and strategies at a subconscious level, so that when the conscious mind lets you down, which it will, the muscle memory will take over. Keep drilling past the point of conscious memory. Number five, have faith in human biology. So here comes a point. I'll do that one again. Have faith in human biology. There comes a point when all the preparation is done and you must let the natural process take over. You are stronger than you think. Once the decision is put into action, have faith that we as human beings are hardwired to survive and succeed. Your adrenaline process is a perfect example of this. The fight or flight response is... Next bloody page. Fight or flight response is ever present during nervous situations. Life, business, sports, public speaking, and many other pastimes can trigger your fear. Having faith in your biology can often stop you from panicking and making mistakes. Right, number six, an unusual one. It's normal to become superstitious. I'm not a superstitious person, and yet competitive fighting can bring out superstition in people. It's the same with religion. I'm not a religious person, but religious people seem to get more religious when they go through the fighting process. So back to superstition. When you've made up your mind to do something, you've done all the preparation to the point of having to let the universe or a higher spirit decide the final outcome, it becomes normal to look for signs. It also becomes more normal to look for patterns of control, e.g. wearing your lucky item of clothing. Number seven, winning may not make you happy. So you might not have been expecting this point, but sometimes even the win isn't satisfying for three reasons. A, you weren't happy with the way you won. B, you immediately focus on the next achievement. Or C, you don't value the win. It may have been a false goal. So it's a harsh lesson. Winning may not make you happy. Number eight, losing definitely won't make you happy. So this one might sound obvious, and a true competitor will never really make peace with losing. However, managing your emotions after any fail is of utmost importance. You should learn from failure and continue forward towards your success goals. Nine, beware of energy suckers and hangers on. So an energized and motivated person, you, moving towards a large goal can be positively infectious to others. Some people will want to be around you just to attempt to benefit from your enthusiasm or money. This is why many celebrities have a large entourage. Not all of these people will be a positive influence to you. This is why you need to be selective about the company you keep. 10. The more you fight, the more hits you will receive. The same is true for the more you try to do in life. You will get knockbacks in every direction you attempt to succeed in. In fact, if you feel a bit war-torn, it probably means that you have many goals and ambitions. This is why so many people are afraid to aim for a goal. The fear of criticism holds many a good idea back. And 11, the final one, you are your own worst enemy. We can all be very hard on ourselves. When fighting, if you can encourage your opponent's frustration, this can lead to victory. Fighting is a battle of wills as well as a physical battle. Getting into your opponent's mind is a massive advantage. Therefore, strengthening your mind is a necessity. This is partly done by not overly focusing on each small outcome and remaining in the present tense. Many top fighters aspire to be very evenly tempered and to avoid any emotional spikes or dips. So again, sometimes life can feel like a fight, but you can win and enjoy it. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.